But I got to get Liz Garone on here from the Wall Street Journal, who wrote a really great piece. I love a good farmer's market. Downers Grove just had their first one this weekend of the season. It was great to walk through. And I was just wondering, how much do these vendors make? And is it really worth it for them? Liz, thanks for hopping on with us.
Hi, nice to chat with you.
I guess it obviously depends on where these markets are and what they're selling. But what did you discover when you peeled back the layers of the farmer's market?
Well, it was pretty interesting to me. I always originally thought of farmers markets as just farmers, but as you could see from what I wrote about, there's all sorts of people there with prepared foods, you know, farmers selling fruits and vegetables, but then also people with things like sandwiches, breads, and of the people I talk to, it's the people who kind of are doing the more prepared foods that are actually making quite a good profit.
Is it because people, when they go there, they make an event out of it, they spend a couple hours there, so yeah, they'll buy some produce, but they want to have an experience while they're there too, eat something while they walk around?
Yes, exactly, and it was interesting. I was asking about marketing, how they get their products out there, and most of the time it was someone sees someone eating something that looks really good, they ask them, hey, where'd you get that, what stand, you know, they point to it, and it's that word of mouth, or, you know, that eating mouth that is what's getting them the business, so that was really interesting to me.
I was kind of, my eyeballs went big when I saw what a little pizza place does that's actually, this is the one run by a college professor, right?
Yes, the Pizza Prof.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so about 10 years ago, he was in Venice, and he ate pizza, and it was just so good, the Neapolitan pizza. He said that he just got inspired and wanted to start making his own, which he did, and I guess it got so good that all his friends and family encouraged him and said, you should be selling this. You know, we love it, but you should sell it. And so, you know, he started doing that, started with one market, and now is in two of them, and is thinking of expanding even more. And he said it's just pretty, he's been surprised by how well it's done. And he has a certain oven that can cook the pizzas in 60 seconds, so he's able to churn them out really quickly and, you know, make so many, and people love it. And I think people have been surprised by prices, but we're in California, and mm-hmm. So food's expensive, but people are willing to pay for that, especially when it's, you know, artisanal or kind of unique pizza and good pizza.
And he makes more than he makes in his professor job.
Yes, because, I mean, I guess he's just so popular. He also plays the Rat Pack. He's got music going. I mean, the Italian flag. It's just a really nice scene. Like you said, it's that experience that people want to come back.
Okay, so that's great. I'm happy for the pizza. The baker does pretty well as well. And obviously these can be, probably not for the prof. I don't think he has does he have a brick and mortar as well or no?
No, but it's interesting. Almost everyone I talk to, especially the people with the prepared foods, say that's their ultimate goal is to go brick and mortar. But for now, it's so much better to be paying, you know, for them. It's so much easier to be paying, you know, under $100 usually for a booth each week at the farmer's market and selling that way because the costs are just so much lower.
Interesting. So starting there and then expanding to a brick and mortar, obviously farmers don't quite have brick and mortars. Well, they do, but it's not where they're selling their stuff. But how do the farmers do at the farmer's markets, at least the ones that you've talked to?
They seem to be doing quite well. I think California, we've had so much rain this year, so there was the problem with, you know, too much rain, and before that there was the problem with too little rain, so it's been and then the pandemic obviously has affected things, but most of them are doing farmers markets in addition to what's called CSA, and those are the community boxes where people will pick up weekly or monthly, where they can pick up kind of a variety of fruits and vegetables and pay for that kind of a subscription service. So the farmers market and that, you know, they kind of supplement each other. And then restaurants out here, that's huge in terms of farmers selling to the restaurants directly. Sometimes the restaurants will come to the market to pick it up, or they'll pick it up elsewhere.
Oh, I see. Because I've always wondered when I see farmers there, and sometimes they have their banner on their picnic table or on the table where they sell things. And I wonder, like, but for the most part, I just go to the grocery store. I'm not going to, like, get hooked on this farm, but I see, like, almost like some of these places can use it to build a subscription-based model or to get a restaurateur interested in. Almost it can be a place to connect with new people to eventually sell this to a broader audience.
Yes, and I think the restaurant out here, the restaurant is key to, because to be able to say the produce is that fresh, I think, is huge.
8,140 farmers markets in the country. That's a lot. I know the pandemic obviously hurt that number. Does the U.S. Department of Agriculture say that's growing? Is this becoming a more popular thing than before?
You know, they were really pretty cagey on numbers. They didn't want to give me any of the older numbers. So
really?
It was interesting. I found some online, but they said that those are not, they're kind of, they're only going with that number, the 8,000 number, the ones the years before they weren't sure on. And so, but it sounds like they're back and that they are growing. They've kind of stabilized, But they're definitely back after the pandemic in some places. Obviously, some of the downtowns are hurting, but they're not getting as many workers back, especially out here with remote work. So sometimes farmers markets used to be the kind of thing that it was when people were downtown that was helping them too.
Yeah. Liz Grona was a great article about farmers markets at the Wall Street Journal. And there's a little lesson about what happens in reporter world. You ask a question and it seems like a simple one and the Department of Agriculture just doesn't want to tell you, Liz. I'm sorry about that.
Thanks. I'll keep asking.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I love a good farmer's market. It's a really interesting read. Great pictures too at the Wall Street Journal.